Mobile. 4-H Gex, what you doing out this time of day?
I'm in the deer camp.
I hope you put new shocks on your truck over there.
You gonna get me riled up before I even get there, ain't you? I'll deal with it. What you up to this morning?
In the route. I'm sitting here at my next stop waiting for them to get here. They usually get here about 7:15, 7:30.
Yeah, so diesel gone up any more this week?
Yet, but I keep hearing that it's going to.
Well,
to 5:39. It's still 5:39 in most places, but it is higher in a few.
Well, I used the last of my supply this morning, so here we go.
To tell you there, Walmart or Sam's, or I guess Sam's is about the best place I have found for price on fuel lately.
I got notification in the mail the other day too that and Chris told me that they're gonna start taxing off-road diesel.
That one.
Apply for a special a little key card that goes on your key. And if you want the tax exempt for that fuel, you can apply. If not, you're gonna pay it.
Their way of dealing with people putting it in the tank when they shouldn't.
You know they're doing it.
I know for a fact they are. I used to see work on the trucks, and you pull the fuel filter out right away, and you can tell.
I don't know how well that's gonna fare with my soot cooker, but I imagine that would create some problems.
And that extra chemical in there, dye, it messes with the particulate filters.
Yeah. Well, I got a truckload of stuff to try to finish this tower up. I am not looking forward to this, but go do it anyway.
I could stop and come help you. As much help as you put in for me.
I just need to get it tilted over and then, put all my junk on it. Quite figured out how I'm going to do that yet, but I'll figure it out somehow.
Where'd you put up?
On top of the cabin, which is 30 foot plus 10 foot extension, so that's right around 40 foot.
They're pretty good.
It's a struggle, boy. Every inch is a struggle.
Just like remember mine, it seemed like everything we could do fought us.
Well, we'll see what happens when I get it tilted over this morning. We'll see what happens.
Put a winch on it to tilt it over, didn't you?
That's one thing I gotta work on this morning is getting all that up. It's just a naked tower with, nothing on it. So I gotta tilt it over and put the antennas on and then get the tilt over on and all that. So it's gonna take me a little bit.
Man, just be careful out there.
Well, what's going on up in North Carolina, anything?
I don't know. I've spent so much time down here anymore that I know more about what's going on down here than I do up at the house.
We had a little excitement again last night. We got a neighbor. He's got a pit bull. He's a pretty thing. Man, he's friendly. But he's not friendly to KC. And KC's got some age on him. He's got some joints on problems, too. out with the lady about 2 weeks ago, and she met me at the door, got two kids, and I said, "Ma'am, I need to talk with you about the dog." She says, I know he's a problem, and I can't do anything with him. You know, my husband's, we're going through a divorce, and it's his. And everything I put him in, he just chews through. And she said, you ought to come in here and look at the living room, see what he's done in the living room, trying to get out of the living room window. I said, "No, ma'am, I don't think so. I'm just, I'm letting you know you need to get the dog under control, because if he hurts my dog on my property, I'm going to do what I got to do." I told Dad, and Dad went up there and talked with her and fixed the pen that he's in on the outside. And that held him for about 2 weeks. So I walked up there and looked this morning. He's chewed up about a 3-foot hole in the fence to get out. So he's back on the yard, and what else say about that? Over.
Experience with dogs, and I've had a lot of them, and pit bulls. When they start doing stuff like that, generally because they're not getting enough attention, they get put out there by themselves, and they just can't handle that.
I agree. I'd like to have the dog myself. She's offered to give the thing to me, but I just can't manage that with KC and all. He's jealous, I guess. And that causes a problem, because if I give the pit bull attention, it gets KC tore up, and he gets mad. And then if I give KC attention, then the pit bull comes over and tries to get in between us, and he's big enough to where he can be what he wants to be, you know?
That little dog of mine, she's the same way. If I show any other dog attention, she's having none of that.
All I can do to hug Anna. They both of them they don't like it when I, give her a hug, and don't dare kiss her in front of them. Oh, my word. You never heard such racket in your life.
Only imagine. Mine gives me the stink eye.
Howls and howls and howls. I mean, it's just like you're, beating him to death with a stick or something. It's pitiful. I mean, Pixie, she just, she don't really wag her tail. She wags her body, and the tail follows. But she'll go pick up a sock or a piece of paper or something and hold it in the mouth. And she tries to trade that sock to get me to stop. She just claw at your leg, and you take the sock, you have to stop.
That one all too well. Mine does the same thing. She'll go get a bone or something and bring it over there, and she's banging on my leg with it, trying to get my attention.
Trade with me. You take this old nasty sock and you can quit kissing your wife. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that out, in her mind anyway.
Funny animals, and they get attached, and they've got their own emotions too.
About 2 weeks ago, Anna bought me a new pack of socks, and I was out in the yard yesterday, picked up 14 socks. I don't know what it is with socks, but she picks them up and then takes them, she'll see Dad out in the garden, so she'll pick up a sock and take it out there to him. And she'll just, scratch him on the leg till he reaches down and puts a sock in his pocket. But what happens is, on the way out, sometimes on the way out to see Dad or the other dogs with the sock, a squirrel runs across the yard, and then she drops it right there in the yard to go chase the squirrel. So we have to end up picking socks up about every week out in the yard. Thank you.
I can say is at least it's just socks and not anything else.
KO4NUE, yeah, so she turns over the hamper basket. We put them in the hamper basket. We thought we'd get smart and, you know, put them in the basket. Nah. She turns it over and gets the primo socks, you know, the real dirty ones. The nastier, the better.
Well, I don't even know what to say with that one.
She's thinking in her mind that the bigger, the more it stinks, or the dirtier it is, the more you owe her. That's the way I'm thinking.
Yes, so that's her way of getting rid of it, getting it out of the house, I guess.
He just lays there and looks at her like, what are you doing, dummy? They're like two brothers and sisters. They beat all I ever seen, you know. He looks at her sometimes. He gives her this look. He'll turn his head to the side, and you just, you know, I would love to know what he's thinking sometimes, especially with her.
Probably not. How big a hole do I need?
Right. So, a couple weeks ago, you know, KC's got some bad joint problems. Older he gets, the worse it gets, and he's in a lot of pain sometimes, and can't walk too good sometimes. Sometimes not, you know. But we smoked the chicken, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. And we got some off of it for supper. And that little son of a gun stood up on his hind legs and reached up on that counter and got the whole chicken. The whole chicken now, minus what we got off of it. And what he does is he breaks it apart, and then he hides it in the house and usually tries to poke it between the couch cushions in the living room. So when we noticed the chicken was gone, we have to go find the hiding places where he's put the chicken. That and butter. I don't know what his deal is with butter, but he'll hide a stick of butter in a heartbeat.
One there.
Yeah, some kind of something all the time. But I guess that's what makes it a home, right?
We provide the entertainment for it anyway.
UPS and FedEx and Amazon, they come up on the front porch to drop off a package and just hope that the front door's not cracked when they come up on the porch, because Pixie, the little one, she'll get the package and just, I don't know how to describe it, just attack it. I mean, just, you know, she'll tear a cardboard box all to pieces. You'd think it was some kind of animal she was after. But, you know, you have to get out there and get it before she kills it, because she'll kill it.
Bad about packages, but the UPS driver or FedEx driver, now she don't like them.
Couple weeks ago, he just threw it on the porch. Run back to the truck. You know, most of them bring dog treats to try to, you know, trick them and give them a treat to, you know, let them know, hey, I'm your friend. Not with Pixie. She ain't having it. KC go out there and eat both of them. And he just sit there and just beg for more. But Pixie, no. She just sits there and just growls and growls, and the second he lays that thing on the porch, it is like piranhas on chicken. It's awful.
He's texting me this morning. Happy birthday. It is.
Say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
But at this point, it's just another day anymore.
Well, we made some changes years ago with Mother's Day. I got tired of buying gifts. Got her mother, and then Dad's wife, and then my mother, and then Anna. So I just made a new rule. If it ain't your mama, you ain't getting the gift. So that makes the kids, you know, the kids will get Anna a gift, and then I'll get my mother a gift, and Anna gets her mother a gift, and Dad can, you know, he can do what he wants to with Linda, but, you know, that seems to work out.
When my mother-in-law and my mom were still alive and my stepmom, it got to be a lot. So by the time you get done with it and you go see all of them, you're wore out.
Down Mother's Day and spent the morning with Mama. And she's not doing too good. She's starting to show some signs of dementia pretty bad. And, I don't know what I'm going to do with that when the time comes, but it just seems like it gets a little worse every time I go.
Tough on there. I'm dealing with that one. But I don't know what to tell you there. That's a tough situation. But I was going to ask if they were still growling at each other.
Well, the deal was I took him down to Shaw Air Force Base the other week, and I went down there Sunday on Mother's Day and visited with them, and I said, you know, how's things going? How's the break? Did you get, you know, enjoy the break? And he said, yeah, it seems to, you know, seems to have helped. He says, tension starts frowning his eyes over at her, and he said, tension's starting to build, though. So whenever you want to go to Fort Jackson, let me know. I said, okay. At least you're not growling at one another.
Yeah, at least they're not growling at one another for a short time anyway.
KO4PXB.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Add a dimension to the fact my father has it. His neurologist mentioned to put like these little moving pictures with that person's name on it, and that way, because pretty much everything that we do is a visual acuity, that way you see that person and their name, and it helps them remember as they progress, and they will remember that person's name. They said it helps a good bit.
Well, I've got her on some Prevagen to see what that does, and then what happens, the doctors put her on some medication that helps too, but what ends up happening is that I'm going to have to pull over here, fellas. KO4NUE, I'll be right back. I'm clear.
See you this morning, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just starting my mobile trip into Spartanburg. Also thought I'd let you know that the VA center was definitely appreciative of the hoodies, and they had people already taking them because, like I said, the ones that had first choice were the ones that always mentioned they were the coldest or stayed cold.
I can help. It's good to know that those are going to good use.
Play put to good use.
Life this weekend. We'll be rounding up some more stuff here for you in the next couple of weeks.
Appreciate it. If you can give me some idea of what it'll be then, I can, you know, call around to different VA centers and find out, you know, how to best distribute it.
That spring cleaning, you know, to go through the closets and get rid of all this stuff and take care of that. But I've got a customer coming in, so I'm going to hop off here for now, Lloyd. You be careful on in there, and if Chad comes back, I'll tell him I'll be around when I get done. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KO4PXB, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you later on.
Friend UE Mobile.
KO4PXB.
What's going on with you this morning, bud?
Making the dredge into Spartanburg on the 85. The work's not bad. It's just sometimes the traffic and dealing with the people on getting there.
find another route?
I can. Like I said, with some of these bridges closed, going down through 29 all the way through Woodruff, it definitely sometimes makes it even slower.
Hit or miss, right? You don't know what you're going to get.
Definitely true. And the, not saying they're overzealous, but the police officers in Woodruff, they will definitely pull you over for the least little thing. I haven't been stopped, but one, I'll sit in the traffic court some days, and they'll sit there. One guy got pulled over for 1 mile over the speed limit. You're right, it is still breaking the law, but it's kind of, you know, a why thing.
Saying, I guess that's money, though. It's money for the town. It makes people slow down.
Definitely true. For a PXB. What else are you going to do at the deer camp besides putting up your antenna?
220 machine. I'm going to try to get up and see if I can do anything with that. I built a 6-element Yagi. I'm going to try to get it up and get it working. It's not cooperating with me too well right now, but messing with it and see what I can figure out.
For PXB KO4 NUE, did you also mention, I thought I heard you at one point in time saying you had solar panels out there too?
It's all solar. I've been there for, I put it up, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And I hadn't had any problems with it, none whatsoever. For CMV? For CMV, is that correct, sir?
This is for Charlie Mike Bravo. Gentlemen, I can listen to 95 here. Your fortune is telling me that you've got a new antenna. Well, this repeater told me to try it. I'm here in Clarksville, Georgia. That's Franklin County, here. Second County in the state of Georgia. You're coming down Southwind.
On I-95 on, near, or leaving Carnesville, Georgia. Not quite making it into the repeater. Sounds like a hilltop in just a little bit. About every other word's audible.
My pilot is high power now. He just wanted me to try it, see how well I could get into the machine. I used to cannot get into this repeater down here. I am mobile, rolling hills, so seems to be an improvement. Whatever changes that the owner of the machine has made to the repeater.
It got a little bit of static on you, but I got every word of that. Definitely audible. So, you know, a good deal. That's a good haul from Carnesville.
Sounding good. Yeah, it fluctuates down here from like a S1 to S9, but it's still, very clear audio. So, but I didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation. I just want to jump in here and try it while I heard somebody, because I can give me some feedback. I'm crossing over I-85 right now at Highway 320, the 164 exit. Somebody sitting in front of a computer, they can look it up, see how far it is. But anyway, 7373, y'all have a great day.
See, sir. KO4 NUE, and I'll be clear with you. Lloyd, you still in there, bud?
4 at PXB. Yes, I am.
Any plans for this week?
Pretty much said, I guess, a impending argument with my neighbor that had a stroke a couple of years ago. He just gets he does not get along with his children at all. And so he's really going downhill fast, and I found out probably 6 or 7 months ago that he has actually signed me over his house and his property up in Anderson. So it's going to be a disaster fighting with them on saying they're entitled to it, even though he's changed everything where I get his property and the house. And so it's like, damn.
Yeah, that usually is a touchy situation. Gonna be a little bit of anger there.
It's definitely gonna be true, and he's got it set where to further, I guess, put the screws to them to where it, you know, they can't force me to sell it to give them half the money, because that's what they're wanting to be done. And they were saying, well, due to the fact that they're his natural children and he dies, they're entitled to, you know, half of it, or pretty much his property or half of it. And they're saying they're going to try to force me to sell to give them what they need. And I was like, well, you know, I can't very well do that due to the fact that it's in his will and everything's set up as that, the word. It prohibits me from selling it.
So, Dad went through that years ago, ended up going to court, and I can tell you at the end of the day, whatever the person that dies, whatever he wrote in that will, that's the way it's going to be. It's called a last wish testimony or last wish law or something. And it's going to be exactly like that. So they'll get over it.
So pretty much what I'm going to do out of the kindness of my heart is when I'm going to sit there and rent out the property that's pretty much right behind my house. And when I talked to the probate judge about it, they said, well, it's up to me what percentage I want to give them. So I'm going to give them $100 out of that, you know, whatever I collect off the rent, and go from there.
I mean, if the man, you know, obviously y'all were friends. If the man willed it to you, then, I mean, it's yours. I'd do what the man wanted.
That's definitely what I'm going to do. And how it all came about was when he had his stroke, he was laying in his front yard, and he called his children, and they told him that they would be over in a little while, that they were busy. I was like, so I heard him screaming in the front yard, and so I went over there and called 911 and helped him, and that's simply how it started.
That's not good, bud. That's not good at all.
It's definitely not good at all, which I'm glad I haven't seen his children yet, because it would be hard for me to keep my mouth shut.
You bet. I don't know what to say about that other than, you know, if that is going on, then, you know, shame on them.
Well, I got to... My thought on that is there's a special place in this, you know, out of this world for them.
No, you're right. Can't do people like that, especially mom and dad, you know. You gotta watch over them, even when it's hard. I got mom and dad both are starting to show signs of, well, mom's showing signs of dementia, and Dad's just ornery all the time, you know. So it's a real challenge.
Go for it, PXB. That's the way my father is. I just really have never understood, like I said, growing up the whole time he was just seemed like this just ornery, angry man all the time. And my mother said, well, that's just the way he is. I was like, well, okay. But then it's horrible when, because you saw him that way and then you didn't really want to be around him as a young kid. You tried to get along with him, and it was just hard to communicate with him like that.
My dad's the same way. He's a Vietnam vet and can be tough sometimes. But other times not. It just depends on the situation. But it's pretty difficult for us to work together in the shop. You know, we can kind of sort of work together, but most of the time not.
Before PXB, yeah, that definitely is a hard thing to do when you got two people of like mind that both of them want to be in charge.
Chad, I don't, you know, I know my place on the farm. My problem is that, you know, things in the shop that, you know, are mechanical. Now it comes a piece of metal or welding, I mean, he's definitely the guy. But, you know, machine tools and things like that, that's a little bit different story. And, I just, sometimes you have to be careful, you know. The equipment I've got, if you're not paying attention to what you're doing, you run the tool right into the chuck or right into the cutter or drill a hole in the table or this, that, and the other. And he just doesn't pay attention to things like that. And I won't let him run it. I will not. I got old junky lathe over in the corner. It works just fine. If you want to run it, you run it. But, you know, this one here, I don't want you running it because you just, you know, if he sets the part up wrong in the chuck and he needs to take, you know, an eighth of an inch of material off that goes beyond the chuck, he don't care. He'll just take the chuck and, you know, cut an eighth of an inch out of the chuck. That thing's like that, you know, and you can't do that with that expensive stuff.
Definitely is an expensive, you know, thing for to have them to deal with.
You know, anything with a table on it and a drill motor on top, nah. You drill a hole in that table in a minute. Don't care. Don't care, that's what it's there for. Well, no, actually it's not, Daddy. That's not what it's there for. But, you know, he's got his drill press, and then I've got my milling machine. I've had it for 10 years. I ain't never put a mark on the table. And he gets on it one time, and just, I can't do it, Pop.
My log did a lot of woodworking and a lot of stuff like that, and he took the two tips of his fingers off. And so for Christmas one year, we got him a little plate skill saw. That was the funniest thing you've ever seen when he opened that. And this way we said, well, at least now you have a safety saw that you can use.
That is funny. Well, before I quit the shop there in Greer, we had one of the guys on the floor, his partner, is trying to get a trunnion axle out of a 5-ton, and DeWalt had an 8-pound sledgehammer up top, and Brico's at bottom trying to, you know, somehow or another he got his finger in the way when DeWalt hit that finger of that 8-pound sledgehammer. Just split it right down the middle. It looked like he had two fingers, you know, from the first digit out. So we took him to the hospital. They, you know, took the end of his finger off. And he talked the doctor into letting him have the finger. So he took it home, put it on salt, froze it, and, you know, got everything out of it, and glued it to the chest piece back there, and where we played chess in the break room, had a queen that had the crown knocked off over years ago. So he glued that finger to that queen, and it's the horriblest looking thing I've seen in my life. he plays with it, just grins, you know.
Funny, I appreciate hearing that. That's definitely funny, just to see that queen piece with the finger on the finger bone on the end of it, or actually probably just the finger part of it.
You got some sick humor, you know that? I mean, just sick.
That is definitely true, but it's the way to keep, I guess it's some way for them to keep their sanity and everything that, you know, they have to deal with.
Oh no, you're exactly right. There's no doubt about that. No question whatsoever. But when other people hear it or see it, it's just like, what is wrong with y'all? You know?
They obviously do some crazy things, too. Just like one of the guys was playing one day, He had his fingers spread out like you'd do with the knives and stuff like that. And you remember what we were always talking about, that you don't have a hair one. And they told him he didn't have a hair one to physically stab himself in the back of the hand with a knife, and he did it.
Yeah. That had to be infantry, was it?
Think?
No, I know.
Or NUEKO4PXB. Have I ever described the Marines air defense artillery to you?
No, let me hear it.
Looking at a helicopter going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's about right. Sounds about perfect.
Yeah, we definitely had some great times, and there'll be definitely memories that will definitely be passed on down to my children, because I've wrote some of the stuff that I could write down in my journal. That way, and when I pass on or I get to that full age where I can't remember words, you know, I want my children to see it, then I'll give it to them. But until then, it's still under my control.
Yeah. Right before I retired, we had I think it was a colonel passed away, and he wanted his ashes shot out of, you know, one of the 109s they got down there in Columbia. So we had a big ceremony down there beside the gun, and they, you know, put the round in, and then urn and all, I'm talking about, put the urn and all behind the round, and charged three green bag. And out the end of the tube he went, buddy. I thought that was pretty neat, though.
That'd be for FCM. Nice and respectful to see.
Happy birthday.
That was Patrick, KO4HKX.
Thank you. W4FCM. Sun'll be up soon, 8 o'clock. This is magic time. I know the next one. That sounds really old. We'll see.
KO4NUE, KO4PXB. I am now at my place of work, so I'll definitely say 73 and have a great day. And please be careful. And any point in time you ever need me, just call or text, and I'll be there to help you.
Have a good day, sir. And be safe. KO4NUE, clear.
4PXB, clear also.
KW for FCM. Behind it, waiting for him.